The identification of the deceased can vary in difficulty from very easy to extremely difficult. Mass disasters and skeletal remains present identification challenges for the investigator, especially in cases where there is a mixing of human remains. In 1978, the remains of 33 young men were discovered in the basement of John Wayne Gacy. Victim Michael Marino was identified from dental records. However, his mother insisted the victim was not her son because the clothes on the body did not match what Michael Marino was wearing when he went missing. In 2010, following DNA testing, the remains were determined not to be those of Michael Marino. In most cases, family or friends can assist in victim identification. However, eyewitness statements can prove unreliable. Identification on the victim is helpful, but not always conclusive. Forensic information such as fingerprints, DNA, dental, and forensic anthropology are tools that can be used when identifying the victim. Again, the combination of multiple identification methods will enhance the accuracy of the identification.